Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day despite the fact that one of the leading presidential candidates has come up with the idea that basically COVID-19 was invented in the laboratory, and it was invented basically to kill white people and black people. He said so. And to leave untouched Ashkenazi Jews and Chinese people. Now, who would say such a thing? I mean, how could it be that somebody who is actually running for president and is running second to the incumbent president in the Democratic Party would take that position and then defend it as he has today? This was over the weekend. It is unbelievable. And there is one of the leaders for the Democrats in Congress has basically said that she has been fighting to make clear that Israel is a racist state. This is not someone who is one of the Islamic members of the Congress of the United States. There are three of them. No, it's someone who is the leader of the Progressive Caucus in Congress, and this has caused also a big division in the Democratic Party. Meanwhile, divisions in the Republican Party, well, not so much on these issues, but certainly on the issue of Ukraine. A group of Republican activists, very, very pro-Trump, says 95.8%. So nearly all of the activists who are gathered for a meeting in Washington, actually it was in Florida, 95% of those Republicans say that we shouldn't be providing aid to Ukraine in their struggle for survival. Now, fortunately, Republicans don't believe that when they are actually elected to Congress, but we will get to that. There's also a claim by the Vice President of the United States that what we need to do is to reduce our population in order to battle climate change. Really? To reduce our population? That's what's needed? We will get to that issue and get to the real issue of climate change with John Lomborg, who talks about the heat wave and why it is that the climate-related disasters that you keep hearing about may not be such bad news after all. We will talk about that on a article that Björn Lomborg co-wrote with somebody named Bill Gates. Remember him? We will get to that with Björn Lomborg on the Michael Medved Show. And then Jonathan Allen on one of the items in the very much the political sphere right now. Is it too late for Ron DeSantis? Is he just with the firing of a bunch of his staffers on what was called a new Saturday night massacre? There were a dozen staffers who were let go by the DeSantis campaign. There are a number of other pieces by leading columnists saying, no, it's not too late for DeSantis. He still has a good shot. And the dean of all Republican, of all conservative columnists, the guy with the most respect who's been doing this the longest time, says, hold on, it's not going to be Trump, not as the nominee of the Republican Party. It certainly won't be DeSantis. So who will it be? We'll get to the latest opinion by George Will as well on a very, very busy day on the Medved Show. Okay, and by the way, there's also much more about the third party possibility, because tonight there is a big meeting of the No Labels group that features Joe Manchin, who is considered to be a very possible candidate, third-party candidate for president, and John Huntsman, who is considered either a possible third-party vice president or presidential candidate. And a new release today that Larry Hogan, the former very popular Republican governor of the state of Maryland, and he left Maryland as one of the most popular governors in the history of the entire state. But he has now indicated that he might be open to supporting and participating in some third-party campaign if the only other available choices are Trump and Biden. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. Okay, first of all, on this Robert Kennedy fiasco, this is the way it was covered in the New York Times. A conspiracy-filled rant by Robert F. Kennedy that the COVID-19 virus was engineered to spare Ashkenazi Jews and Chinese people and to kill black people and white people has stirred accusations of anti-Semitism and racism in the Democratic candidate's long-shot run for the presidency. Okay, what do you mean it's stirred accusations? If this isn't anti-Asian bigotry, if this isn't anti-Semitism, what the hell is? Honest to goodness. Carrie Kennedy, the sister of Robert Francis Kennedy, tweeted out just an hour ago, "I strongly condemn my brother's deplorable and untruthful remarks last week about COVID being engineered for ethnic targeting." Here's exactly what Kennedy said, and then you'll be able to hear it. Now, when you hear it, this is all gathered from a tape, so we can't deny that he said it. It was a tape that was released by the New York Post. And what Robert Kennedy said, a candidate for president, he said, COVID-19, there's an argument that it is ethnically targeted. COVID-19 attacks certain races disproportionately. That's what he said at a private gathering. I think it was a political fundraiser in New York. It was captured on videotape. And then he said this, COVID-19 is targeted to attack Caucasians and black people. The people who are most immune are Ashkenazi Jews and Chinese. And then they point out in the New York Post, Mr. Kennedy has made his political career on false conspiracy theories about not just COVID-19 and COVID vaccines, but disproved links between common childhood vaccines and autism, mass surveillance and 5G cellular phone technology, ill health effects from Wi-Fi, and a stolen election in 2004 that gave the presidency back to George W. Bush. But his suggestion that the coronavirus pandemic spared Chinese people and Jews of European descent straight into new and bigoted territory. Here's what the candidate sounded like in making his dramatic announcement.
COVID-19, there's an argument that it is ethnically targeted. COVID-19 attacks certain races. COVID-19 is targeted to attack Caucasians and black people. The people who are most immune are Ashkenazi Jews and Chinese. But we don't know whether it was deliberately targeted that or not, but there are papers out there that show the racial and ethnic differential impact to that. We do know that the Chinese are spending hundreds of millions of dollars developing ethnic bioweapons, and we are developing ethnic bioweapons. That's what all those labs in the Ukraine are about. They're collecting Russian DNA. They're collecting Chinese DNA. So we can target people by race.
Okay, what he's doing here is echoing Putin's propaganda. This is direct from Moscow. Don't even stop for a moment. Go direct. Because what Moscow has been saying is that they made war on Ukraine because COVID-19 was developed in Ukrainian laboratories that were intended to aim at Russian people. And you don't think there's a tradition of anti-Semitism that is extraordinarily powerful in Russia? If you do, you haven't been paying attention. There's more about RFK's follow-up to this disaster. And again, Pramila Jayapal, leader of the Progressive Caucus in Congress, also in trouble. We'll get to that and more on the MedVet Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil, that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, New York Magazine, which has been fairly sensitive to Democrats, supportive of Democrats, supportive to liberal causes, has a headline. It says, Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s conspiracy theories finally get around to the Jews. And then The Week publishes, RFK Jr.'s latest conspiracy theory has Washington backing away. Democrats are publicly distancing themselves after he claimed COVID-19 was engineered to be ethnically targeted. And by the way, him singling out Ashkenazic Jewish people, that's the overwhelming majority of Jewish people in the world. Basically, there was a division after the destruction of the temple in 70 AD. We're coming up to the anniversary of that event, by the way. But at the time, the people who lived in Judea, the Jewish people, fled and went either to Europe, and that was primarily the Ashkenazic group, predominantly in Germany, but then later in Eastern Europe particularly. But then there were Sephardic Jews who went to Spain and North Africa and parts of the world that weren't so much Christian as they were Islamic. But in any event, the Ashkenazic Jews, and for full disclosure, as I think people know, I would count as Ashkenazic Jewish because my mother's family was from Germany and my father's family was from Ukraine. But the stupidity of this Robert Francis Kennedy, and what's so extremely grim about that is his father's murder. And yes, I was there on the night of his father's murder in June of 1968. His father's murder was because of his father's support for Israel. And now he's going forward with this. Mr. Kennedy, the New York Times reports, responded to the New York Post story with a defense that only deepened his conspiratorial theories. He wrote on Twitter that he accurately pointed out that the United States is developing ethnically targeted bioweapons, a point he made in his remarks captured on video when he repeated Russian propaganda that the United States is collecting DNA in Ukraine to target Russians with tailored bioweapons. Mr. Kennedy also linked to an obscure scientific paper that he said showed the structure of the COVID-19 virus made black and Caucasian people more susceptible, and ethnic Chinese, Finns, and Ashkenazi Jews were less receptive. Okay, except here's the problem. There's a state of Israel, and the state of Israel has over 20% population that is not Jewish. It's predominantly Palestinian Arab. And close to 80%, 78, 79% of the population is Jewish. But one of the things that is true about Israel, it's true that Israel got through the pandemic with one of the best records in the world. Canada had a very fine record. Korea had a very fine record. So did Israel. But it did for the Palestinians living in Israel as well. It's because there's a medical system that works pretty well over there. And they were pretty early in getting people vaccinated. And the idea that now he is going to use this paper to... that paper that he cited made no reference to Chinese people being less receptive to the virus. Jewish or Chinese proteus consensus sequences are not a thing in biochemistry, but they are in racism and anti-Semitism, said Angela Rasmussen, a virologist at University of Saskatchewan. Mr. Kennedy returned to Twitter just after midnight on Sunday. Great. That's last night. I was actually talking to my brother at that time in Jerusalem. But in any event, Mr. Kennedy returned to Twitter just after midnight on Sunday to call charges of anti-Semitism against him a disgusting fabrication. Now listen to this. He says, I understand the emotional pain that these inaccurate distortions and fabrications have caused to many Jews who recall the blood libels of poison wells and the deliberate spread of disease as the pretext for genocidal programs, he said, against their ancestors. That's what he wrote in a lengthy post. My father and my uncles, John F. Kennedy and Senator Edward Kennedy, devoted enormous political energies during their careers to supporting Israel and fighting anti-Semitism. Not so much his grandfather. His grandfather, Ambassador Joe Kennedy, was a fairly notorious anti-Semite, and which is one of the reasons that Robert Kennedy and John Kennedy and, yes, Senator Edward Kennedy moved away from it. He says, my father and my uncles, he didn't mention his grandfather, John F. Kennedy and Senator Edward Kennedy, devoted enormous political energies during their careers to supporting Israel and fighting anti-Semitism. I intend to spend my political career making those family causes my priority. Mr. Kennedy's comments, writes the Times, are not the first time he has strayed into the intersection of Judaism and COVID. In his zeal for condemning steps to stem the spread of the virus, he spoke last year at an anti-vaccination mandate rally in Washington saying, quote, even in Hitler's Germany, you could cross the Alps into Switzerland. You could hide in an attic like Anne Frank did. But the COVID restrictions we have are worse. Really? That drew some angry comments from his wife, Cheryl Hines, who said, my husband's reference to Anne Frank at a mandate rally in D.C. was reprehensible and insensitive. On this most recent comment, the Anti-Defamation League wrote, the claim that COVID-19 was a bioweapon created by the Chinese or Jews to attack Caucasians and black people is deeply offensive and feeds into xenophobic and anti-Semitic conspiracy theories about COVID-19 that we have seen evolve over the last 3 years. And by the way, think about this huge increase we had, and it's provable, in hate crimes against Chinese American people. You know, people have done nothing, which is why it's not so great to refer to it as the China virus, right? Because anti-Asian hatred is a real thing. Representative Josh Gottheimer, who is a Jewish Democrat from New Jersey, wrote on Twitter, RFK Jr. is a disgrace to the Kennedy name and to my Democratic Party. For the record, my whole family, who is Jewish, got COVID. Okay, coming up, there's another concern right now with hot weather. It's devastatingly hot and fairly horrible in much of the country. Is this an indication that we are facing a climate change crisis? We'll talk about that with Jan Lomborg, who's just published an article together with Bill Gates on precisely that subject. We'll get to that coming up.
We need to deal with the truth.
The Michael Medved Show.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a one-week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this one-week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The National Weather Service says triple-digit temperatures could last through the middle of the week from Texas to the lower Mississippi Valley as a high-pressure dome moves westward. Meanwhile, smoke from Canadian wildfires is once again hitting the U.S. Residents in a county neighboring Philadelphia heading back to their homes following a train derailment. Barron Hill Fire Chief Chris Schwartz.
Five cars containing urea, which is a liquid fertilizer, and one car containing tetrachloroethylene. Out of an abundance of caution, incident commanders evacuated 12 nearby residences.
The incident occurred early this morning just outside Philadelphia. The evacuation has been lifted. Seniors in the east and southeast U.S. are the most likely to have Alzheimer's disease. That's according to new data that's been published in the Alzheimer's Association Journal. The report includes the first ever estimates of the prevalence of the disease in the U.S. John Schaefer, USA News.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are going to hear the truth.
The Michael Medved Show.
And John Kerry has just arrived in China to discuss climate change at a time when China just set an all-time heat record. And again, we're talking about over 110, some places over 120 degrees in different parts of the United States. Particularly in the south and the southeast, it's warm out there. So does this mean that we are all doomed by climate change? Nobody better to speak to about that than Bjorn Lomborg, who's been a frequent guest on this show. He's the author of Best Things First, False Alarm, and Skeptical Environmentalist. He is a president of the Copenhagen Consensus, Smart Solutions Through Economic Prioritization. And he has a brand new book, a column that he co-wrote with Bill Gates of the Bill Gates Foundation and once upon a time Microsoft. Bjorn, are we all going to be suffering from this kind of insufferable heat for the foreseeable future?
Michael, it's great to be back. So we are going to see higher temperatures. That's what global warming means.
John, go ahead. Yeah. We were having a little bit of problem hearing you. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. So we are going to see higher temperatures because that's what global warming means.
Bjorn, we're having a tough time with the connection. I don't know if it's heat related. I'm sure it's not. But do we have a way of fixing this up, Jeremy, or how are we doing? Okay. Well, the heat wave is reaching maximum strength, 128 degrees Fahrenheit peak. I believe they measured 130 degrees in Death Valley. Death Valley is not a place where anybody really even tries to live. It is a gigantic national park. It's a huge spread of landscape. But, okay, we have it back? Go ahead, Bjorn. You were just saying... Yeah.
Sorry about that. Yes. So, look, it's absolutely going to be such that as temperatures rise, we're going to see higher temperatures from global warming and hence more heat waves, and that is going to be a problem. But you ask, are we going to be fine? No. As temperatures have risen in the 20th century, heat deaths in the U.S. have gone down dramatically. Why? Because you've got air conditioning. We have technologies that mean we can avoid most deaths associated with heat. What we have to remember is that when people are, you know, like John Kerry going to China now, he's basically going to tell them, look, I know that you all got, all you guys got rich from using lots of fossil fuel, but you've got to stop doing that now. You've got to rip out the entire growth engine and stop emitting CO2. They're not going to do that because they actually want growth. What that growth means is you're both able to protect yourself better against heat waves, and you're able to, you know, give your kids better education and have more food and have more opportunities in all kinds of other ways. So what you really have to understand is if you're going to do anything about climate, it's about making sure that people have access to air conditioning, that they have access to cheap energy so that they can run and can afford to run their air conditioner, and that we have more climate resilient cities. That's, for instance, painting the rooftops white, painting the tarmac white or in light colors, have more water features, have more greenery. Those kinds of things can do amazing good at very low cost. That's the way.
And that's part of the global goals that you write about today with Bill Gates. And the global goals do impact climate change, but they impact other ways of saving people's lives. I was struck by the fact that you believe that it should be possible to save about 4 million lives a year in terms of babies and expectant mothers.
Yes, and you're exactly right. So look, the global goals are really something that the world, the U.S. and every other nation on the planet have set themselves for 2030. They promised everything. So they promised to fix hunger and poverty and education and corruption and war and climate change and every other good thing on the planet. Oh, and throw in organic apples and community gardens. So they really promised everything. We're not going to be able to deliver it. So what I'm arguing together with Bill Gates is that we need to focus. Instead of promising everything, which is not going to work, instead of focusing on solutions that will cost hundreds of trillions of dollars and deliver very little, we should first do the things that have immense impact. You mentioned mothers and babies. We know that about 2.7 million moms and kids die during birth every year. And this is not rocket science. We could basically avoid more than half of that, so about 1.4 million deaths each year, by spending a little less than $5 billion a year. Not trillion, but billion dollars. We could do that across a wide range of areas, so on communicable diseases, on chronic diseases, on education, on land tenure, many other issues. And we could achieve immense good for about $35 billion. We could, as you mentioned, save 4.2 million lives each year and make the poor world $1.1 trillion richer each and every year. And so my point, and Bill Gates is helping emphasize this, is simply let's focus on the very best things to do for humanity first. Instead of being scared witless about all kinds of things that you read in the paper, focus on the immense opportunities of doing something good for real people at very low cost.
This is something that came up on your Twitter account, and I find it fascinating. Is there really evidence that more people die from cold than from heat?
Oh, absolutely. This is something that everyone finds. So if you look at the global burden of disease, which is typically assumed to be the gold standard of how many people die from different kinds, they find that there's about six times as many people die from cold than die from heat. If you look at their estimates for the U.S., this is also what several independent studies in The Lancet and many others have found. In the U.S., about 20,000 people die each and every year from heat. But 170,000 people die from cold. Now, look, we're a smart civilization. We can afford to worry about both of these, and we should. And so, again, the way to fix the heat deaths is to make sure that people have access to air conditioning and cheap energy. But we also need to remember that many, many more people die from cold. Most of these people will be old people that can't afford to keep their homes heated sufficiently throughout the winter. And so about 170,000 of them perish. If we make energy cheaper so they can afford to keep their homes heated, fewer of them will die.
You know what? I'm just realizing you're saying 170,000 people die in America. And there are, as we all hear about, there are 40,000 gun deaths every year. So we're talking about more people dying from cold. And what you're saying is this shouldn't be controversial or run into constitutional problems to try to deal with this.
Oh, absolutely not. And again, look, we should in principle focus on all problems, but some things are much easier to focus on, and heat deaths and cold deaths especially are some of those things that are very simple to do something about. So let me just give you one example. If you
okay,
remember,
we will get to that in just a moment. We have to go to a break. Thank you for repairing the malfunctioning line. It is always a pleasure, malfunctioning line or not, to talk to Bjorn Lomborg. We will be right back.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. This is Michael Medved, and when you're young, your immune system is strong and it defends you. But as you get older, coffee, alcohol, fast food, that can make your body acidic, and every disease known to man can attack you and still win. Hospitals and doctors have nothing to unlock your immune system, but now there's Balance 7. With Balance 7, in just 3 days, it starts diluting the acid buildup in your body. I use Balance 7 every day. Try Balance 7 and get $15 off your order. Plus a free bottle of my Smooth Skin for first-time gallon orders. Free shipping and a money-back guarantee. All you need to do is mention my name, Medved. Or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Or visit balancethenumber7.com. Get healthy, feel better with Balance 7. Use the code word Medved.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
On the Michael Medved show, speaking to Bjorn Lomborg, the author most recently of Best Things First, which is about prioritizing when it comes to saving lives and improving living conditions all around the world. And one of the points that Bjorn makes is that with all of the concern about the heat wave and climate related disasters and the discomfort that's involved with that, this last year, 2022, there were fewer deaths based on climate related disasters than a century ago. 97.6% less than a century ago. And why? Because more resilient societies reduce disaster deaths and swamp any potential climate signal. Why is it not reported? Why do you think, Bjorn, why don't people realize that good news that surrounds us all?
Because that's no fun. Partly it doesn't support the narrative that there is a huge problem and hence we need to spend hundreds of trillions of dollars on it. And secondly, most newspapers, and probably also you know this, people click more on bad news. Let me give you one good piece of news that you've never heard. Over the last 25 years, each and every day, on average, the world saw 138,000 fewer people in poverty. Every day for the last 25 years, each paper in the world could have written a headline saying 138,000 fewer people in poverty than yesterday. And yet, most people haven't heard it any one time in 25 years, just simply because it's not fun. It's not something that's a problem. It's nobody's fault. It's actually good news. And likewise, we need to recognize that it used to be that people would die in droves and millions of people from floods, droughts, storms, and wildfires. Today, that number is down in the 10,000-20,000 people each and every year. That's a huge benefit. Now, we should still get it down further, but it's a much better world than one where 500,000 people died each and every year.
And then getting it down further is what the global goals are about, which you write about in your book,
yes.
Best Things First, which is posted up at our website at michaelmedved.com. When it comes to doing more to address these global goals, to improve life on this planet for the maximum number of people. The U.S. versus China, which country is doing more?
I don't think you can put it that way. So very clearly, both of these nations have actually lifted a lot of their people out of poverty. The U.S. 150 years ago, China just the last 30 years. But this is still amazing. But remember, there is still about 750 million people who are desperately poor in the world. These people are also hungry. They don't have enough food. They don't have enough education. They're missing clean drinking water and sanitation. There are lots of other problems. Those are the people that we at very low cost can help. And so there is a couple of things that stop them from getting easily curable infectious diseases like tuberculosis. Tuberculosis is no longer a problem in the rich world because we have solutions. We just need to make sure these get to the poorer parts of the world as well. And education. Again, most kids are now in school. Almost half a billion kids in the poor half of the world are in school, but they are learning terribly little. We know one very proven technology, which is called teaching at the right level, is basically teaching kids smarter. Because right now, you have 50 kids in a class. They're all over the spectrum. Some of them are really, really far ahead. Some of them virtually no clue what's going on. One teacher can't teach all of them at his or her own level, but a tablet could. So put the kid 1 hour a day in front of a tablet with educational software. That software will very quickly find out where the student is and teach him or her at the right level. That
let me ask you about something
else. $21. But let me just, it'll cost $21, sure. But it will actually generate 3 years of learning for every 1 year that you do this. This is just phenomenal. We should do that.
And again, this is a kind of material that you have been writing about and cheerleading for, and appropriately, because it's talking about saving lives. One of the things that I thought of over the weekend, in India right now has this incredibly advanced space program. They're sending up an astronaut into the International Space Station. They have a lander and a lunar surface explorer. They're planning to land on the surface of the moon, becoming only the fourth country to do that after the U.S. and China and the old Soviet Union. But I remember a time when my mom, and like I think most mothers did this in the 1960s and 70s, if I dare say so, saying that, hey, clean up your plate, there are children starving in India. Is it anomalous in some way that India has this huge advanced space program when they still have literally tens of millions of very poor people?
At the end of the day, this is a political decision, but I think you can say that India has dramatically improved. And one of the reasons why they've gone from basically a basket case back in the 60s, most people actually thought India was just not going to make it. Today, India is the world's leading rice exporter. That's because of the Green Revolution, that we basically made much better yield varieties that has, you know, been spread out over much of the world and provides much more food for every acre, every hectare. That's how you do it. That's innovation. So India has done a lot better. There's still lots of issues that India needs to face. But you also can focus on space research and actually making your tertiary education even better. That's not in, you know, those are not incompatible. But what you have to do is to say, let's do the smartest stuff first, not the dumbest stuff, not the stuff that costs the most and have virtually no impact, but rather the things that have huge impact at low cost. And India is actually focused on this, so we're working with Niti Aayog and several other organizations in India to exactly focus on where can you spend an extra rupee and do the most good. But we need to get this out for everyone and also a lot of nations in Africa.
Do you think that the goals to rid the United States of internal combustion engines and to go all electric with our vehicles are realistic?
No. Even the Biden's Energy Information Administration, their own estimate is that by 2050, do you know how many electric cars they estimate the U.S. will have? 9%. of the total fleet will be electric. Why? Because electric are great for some things, but it's more expensive, and for many people, they actually also want a car that can go very far, and you can tank it very quickly. And you can't do that with the current technology of electric cars, which is why if you look at Norway, which is the country in the world that has the most electric cars, about 90% of all Norwegians that have an electric car also have another gasoline or diesel-driven car that they actually drive longer, and so, you know, their real car that they use to drive around. Now, it's great for virtue signaling, but this is not how we're going to solve the problem. This is just, you know, spending lots of money, achieving very little.
What, John Kerry in China right now, what should he be telling Xi Jinping?
Oh, I think they're probably going to be talking about a lot of things, but he is going to try to convince Xi to not do what has worked immensely well for China for the last 30 years, and he's going to fail. And so the reality here is you're not going to solve climate change by telling everyone, I'm sorry, could you be a little more miserable, a little poorer, a little have a little less food, a little less meat, all that kind of stuff, and you can't really drive all that much. That's not going to work. How you are going to fix it is how you fix all the other problems in the world through innovation. So he should say the U.S. is going to spend more on research and development in the green energy. We would love China to come along, and I think China would be willing. It'd be much cheaper than the current solutions, and it would be much more effective to actually fix climate.
What a pleasure to be hearing some of the refreshing and practical perspectives and informed perspectives of the one and only Bjorn Lomborg. He's the author most recently of Best Things First, False Alarm, the previous book, and The Skeptical Environmentalist. He's president of the Copenhagen Consensus, Smart Solutions Through Economic Prioritization, and working closely with the Gates Foundation, which is committing $9 billion to the effort to let us reach global goals. Global goals of decency and sanity and life-saving impact. We'll be talking any life-saving impact on politics right now, life-saving for the DeSantis campaign, for instance. We'll talk about that with Jonathan Allen of NBC coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's K-A-A-N-A-P-A-L-I Resort.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.